Nolte, Ukraine scandal drags Joe Biden down to fourth place in Iowa. By John Nolte on November 1, 2019. According to the latest New York Times/Siena poll, quid pro Joe Biden has slid to fourth place in Iowa. Good grief, he's losing to mean little Mayor Pete. According to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, since September 15, Biden has collapsed in the first voting state from 29% support on September 15 to just 16% support today, from first place to third place behind Elizabeth Warren, 22%, and Pete Buttigieg, 17%. The New York Times/Siena poll puts Biden at a measly 17%, behind Warren, 22%, Buttigieg, 18%, and Sanders, 19%. Yes, a 178-year-old guy who just suffered a heart attack is beating Joe Biden in Iowa. So, after leading in Iowa, even before he launched his campaign, and sometimes by comfortable margins, what changed? What meteor hit slow Joe on or about September 15? Could it be that September 15 is right around the time the idiotic media launched this stupid Ukraine scandal in the hope that it would forever destroy President Trump? Why, yes it is. And that is when Biden's campaign sailed off a cliff. Meanwhile, Trump's overall job approval rating has dipped only a few points in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls. And while the public's disenchantment with impeachment continues to grow as Democrats gather around their secret star chamber, hoping hearsay and hate can transform an anodyne phone call into watered-down gate, the media's Ukrainian torpedoes aimed at Trump have turned around and blasted Biden. And it is not just Iowa. In equally important New Hampshire, Biden is losing to Warren by 4 points, 21-25%. And while his devastating 14-point slide began pre-Ukraine, Warren's climb began with Ukraine, a 7-point climb, from 18-25%, since September 23. Sanders is practically tied with Biden in New Hampshire now, a 9-point climb starting on October 11. Sure, some of this slide has to do with Biden's gaffes, his everyday idiocy, but Mr. Inevitable, Mr. Electable, has a legitimate scandal on his hands with respect to Ukraine. And unlike the Trump thing with Ukraine, Biden's is legitimate and serious. And unfortunately for the fake news media, they can no longer cover for Biden, Obama style, because it is not 2008 anymore. New media make it impossible for the corporate media to bury Biden's corruption. We have a real voice in today's news cycle. So, while Trump has hardly taken a scratch, Biden has lost his lead in the first two voting states. And if he loses those, it's going to change the dynamic dramatically in states where Biden still leads because the outcome in Iowa and New Hampshire always does. While the corrupt media were desperately hoping to wipe out Trump with Ukraine, all that's happened is that those torpedoes have severely damaged the Democrat who had the best chance of defeating Trump. Can I get a tee? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.